So is this the season for Eastleigh? The sun is shining, the pitch looks great, and there's certainly a lot of optimism around the place as well. 11 players have arrived since the end of last season, and they've lost just once this pre-season. And Drury now chips up towards Reason, who heads it up towards Constable. He could get in there. Drury might do. Left foot. Andy Drury does. What a way to start the season for the Spitfires. 10 minutes in. Eastleigh 1. Guiseley 0. 5 Eastleigh players inside the box there. Howells curls it in towards the penalty area for Eastleigh. Header! It's in the back of the net. And the captain, the new Eastleigh skipper, Joe Partington, is the man who scored. It's Eastleigh 2. Guiseley 0. Rankin got a goal 12 minutes into the second half to make it 2-1. And that is how it finished. Eastleigh 2, Guiseley 1. Shot comes in outside the penalty. It takes a deflection. Oh, it went straight under Flitney. It's Barnard with a goal. But Braintree from nowhere have got an equaliser. It's Eastleigh 1, Braintree 1. As Cresswell headed on for Eastleigh inside the centre circle. The header's through towards Norwood, who's onside. And he scored with the last kick of the game. Would you believe it? From absolutely nothing. And Tranmere Rovers have scored right at the death. Tranmere 2, Eastleigh 1. Miller could go it alone. He does go it alone. And Dover have extended their lead. And now it's 3 games without a win for Eastleigh. It's Eastleigh 2, Dover 4.
Yeah, very tough, obviously. You know, you can read all sorts into that if you want. But at the end of the day, you concede 4 goals like we did and you don't deserve to win a football match.
Eastleigh, a sack manager Chris Todd, just 4 games into the season. Todd had been manager for 10 months after taking over from Richard Hill last September. The experienced Ronnie Moore's been appointed the new manager of Eastleigh. The ex-Rotherham and Hartlepool boss will sit in the stands for their trip to Wrexham at the weekend. He'll take charge of his first match a week later at home to Solihull Moors.
Phone in towards Johnson, who heads towards goal! 2-0 to Eastleigh, a debut goal for Rita Johnson. And Ronnie Moore's Eastleigh are well away now. Eastleigh on the attack with Constable, plays it towards Dawson, who shoots with his right foot over the goalkeeper. And Eastleigh have made it 5. And now Dawson has got his first goal for Eastleigh. It's Bromley 0, Eastleigh 5.
Eastleigh are looking to make it 10 games unbeaten later. The Spitfires are at home to Maidstone in the National League. And the match is free for all supporters.
Taylor plays it through towards Bird. Can he control it? Yes, he can! And he scores for Eastleigh. A great first touch. He turned 45 degrees and he curled it into the top left-hand corner. Eastleigh 2, Maidstone 0.
That's still a long, long way to go yet. So, you know, whoever wins on Saturday doesn't mean you're going to win a league. Whoever wins on Saturday doesn't mean you're going to be in the top 5. You know, there's a long, long way to go and there's some super teams in this division and there's going to be one or two nerve-wracking moments for myself and supporters alike, I would imagine.
A through ball now for Dagenham. The shot comes in. It could go in. It does. And Dagenham have scored. It was through ball in towards Corey Whiteley. He hit it with his left foot. And while Eastleigh temporarily are down to 10 men while trying to make a substitution, Eastleigh have conceded. It's the Spitfires 0, Dagenham and Redbridge 1. 19 gone in the second here in the FA Cup. Can be Howells, ball in towards the penalty area. It's headed up towards goal!
Yeah!
And it's in! Mikael Mandron has scored with a headed goal! And Eastleigh went to Crewe last season and pulled off an upset. Are they going to do it tonight against another League One side, Swindon? We've got around 26 minutes to find out. Here in the FA Cup first round. 1-0 to Eastleigh. Are Swindon about to make it 1-1? Yes, they are. Doughty slots it down to the left-hand side. We're heading for a replay to the county ground in around 11 days' time. Wilson inside the penalty area. Here's an opportunity. The shot comes in, the deflection, and the Spitfires have taken the lead at Swindon Town. It took a wicked deflection, but Eastleigh have scored. Wilson, Mandron left to the centre circle in space. Can he find his man? Yes, he can. Eastleigh coming forward on the edge of the penalty area. Can Drury finish it? Shifts to his left foot, he can! And Eastleigh have extended their lead. Mikael Mandron has scored 2 goals in 2 games. Can he make it 3 goals in 3? It would be a massive goal if he could. It would kill off Swindon and move Eastleigh to the second round. Mandron has scored! And Eastleigh make it 3-0. This is absolutely fairy tale stuff for the Spitfires. Referee looks at his watch. What a magical night for Eastleigh. One of Ronnie Moore's best FA Cup experiences, that is for sure. It's finished here at the county ground. League One Swindon 1, National League Eastleigh 3. It's another penalty, this time to Maidstone. He steps up and Taylor puts it into the bottom left-hand corner, and Maidstone go 2-1 up. After doing so well last Tuesday to get a brilliant result at Aldershot, it would hope that Easley could kick on with games against Chester and Maidstone, which are more than winnable, but the home side have won 2-1. And to be fair, Easley didn't deserve anything tonight either.
There's too many of them at this present time. I think they can just turn up. Well, hold on a minute. If they're that good, he wouldn't be here. You know, so I think one or two of them need to have a look in a minute.
Some breaking news on BBC Radio Solent tonight. We understand Ronnie Moore has left Eastleigh after just 2 months in charge due to personal reasons.
Martin Allen has been appointed manager of Eastleigh. Allen has left League Two Barnet to join the Spitfires. He becomes Eastleigh's third manager this season.
Eastleigh are seconds away from the FA Cup third round. The referee looks at his watch. Eastleigh are heading to the third round of the FA Cup for the second consecutive season. And Eastleigh will travel to Brentford in a few weeks' time. Martin Allen reunited with his old club.
Back in field to Reason. Reason shut down quickly by Lussie. Back it to Mandron across the face of goal. Tapped in by James Constable.
Game on.
Constable's second in the afternoon, and again for the third time this afternoon, Eastleigh reduced the deficit to one goal, and despite being down to nine men here at the Merseyrail Community Stadium, it is Southport 4, Eastleigh 3.
That was very disappointing, very poor, and you know, this is why I'm here, to try and shake things up, because you know, I didn't enjoy that.
Eastleigh will look to make it into the third round of the FA Cup for the second season running this weekend. The Spitfires have a massive match away at Championship Brentford, a side three leagues higher than Eastleigh.
So we get this match underway then, and Eastleigh play it back towards Dugdale. Eastleigh looking to create some history. Ball now out towards Vibe, plays it back. Sawyer shoots with his right foot, and that is the pick of the bunch. Brentford have scored again, and they're going to be going in at half-time. 5-1 up, and that really is the dream well and truly over for Eastleigh. And the referee decides enough is enough. Peter Banks blows his whistle, and in the end it was disappointment for Eastleigh, who've lost by 5-1.
Back into the box and headed into the bottom corner by Gozzi Ogwu, and Woking take a shock lead here at the Silver Lake Stadium in the National League.
Eastleigh 0, Braintree 2. Eastleigh 0, Tranmere Rovers 2. And this home hoodoo for Eastleigh seems to be continuing. 6 minutes in, it's Eastleigh 0, Macclesfield 1.
Eastleigh have sacked manager Martin Allen. Allen was in charge for just 2 months and won just one league match. He leaves the club in 14th, just 9 points above the drop zone. Former boss Richard Hill comes in as director of football and will take charge until the end of the season.
I ended up becoming the manager initially of this football club, and I became a fan. It is difficult to swallow, but and we know there's a big job on our hands. I mean, you have to remember, the last time I seen this team play was Swindon away in the FA Cup. How many players are the same from that day? It's actually unbelievably unrecognisable.
He does well, Miller. Oh, somehow he's got that ball on the edge of the box. He shoots with the right foot and he's got his hat-trick. And I think it's fair to say Eastleigh are definitely heading home with absolutely nothing this afternoon. Dover 3, Eastleigh 0. Flicked on, into the six-yard box, it's in! McAllister has scored! Eastleigh have waited over 450 minutes to score a goal, and Craig McAllister, in his fourth spell at Eastleigh, has scored his first goal in his fourth spell at the Spitfires. It's 1-1, and how crucial could that goal be? The goalkeeper kicks it off Tubbs. What's he doing? Matt Tubbs has scored on his second debut for the club, and the goalkeeper, what on earth was he doing? Just kicked it straight off Tubbs, and Tubbs is there with the easiest goal he will ever score in his career. Eastleigh 2, Barrow 0. Corner on the far side though for Eastleigh. It's Wilson, he posts it in! Eastleigh have scored in the last minute! Scott Wilson with the goal, who runs over to the Eastleigh supporters, and the Spitfires are set to make it 2 wins on the bounce and move up into the top half of the table. Chester 0, Eastleigh 1. Volley towards goal! What a goal that is from Matthews! 2 absolute peaches from Sam Matthews on loan from Bournemouth,
and that is the pick of the bunch and a real contender for a goal of the season. He volleyed it with a left foot so true into the bottom corner from 20 yards, and for the third time tonight, Eastleigh have retaken the lead. Torquay 2, Eastleigh 3. And that is that. Couple of Eastleigh players punch the air. You can see what it means. McAllister does so. So too does James Gunn.